West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Only 2 days since Southwire's Project Gift volunteers have collected more than 3 large tractor trailers full of supplies donated from area residents that will benefit victims of Hurricane Helene.
The number one thing I'm not seeing a lot of still is your bigger cleaning items. I know those are a little more expensive, so it's a big ask. But even if you bring one rake, bring one tarp, those are things we've gotten a ton of requests for, and we haven't gotten a lot of that need met yet. Even buckets. Again, we always need more food because they don't have any power. They have nothing right now.
Southwire's Director of Giving Back, Christian Whittington, there. Thursday is the third and final day of the supply collection drive benefiting communities impacted by Hurricane Helene. The collection continues outside the Carrollton Walmart today until 7 o'clock p.m. Well, Carrollton police on Wednesday commenting on a social media post gone viral and an associated flyer left outside many area homes this week that shared the story of a Hispanic male in a vehicle following a car with a young female and her daughter into the long driveway of her destination, then seemingly attempting to grab her. The viral information also suggested knowledge that the man was a scout for sex traffickers, a claim that obviously caused concern for many area residents. Carrollton police said a man was arrested later that day on a number of charges relating to the incident. However, police at this time say they do not have any evidence that the man is involved in human trafficking, nor do they have any evidence he is a scout for other traffickers. They do say they continue to investigate those allegations. Now, according to Lieutenant Blake Hitchcock, on Monday, the suspect followed the victims down a long driveway. He parked right beside the victim's car on the passenger side, exited his vehicle, and pulled on the locked door handle of the woman's vehicle several times. The woman exited the vehicle, and the suspect grabbed her wrist, according to Hitchcock, and then let go. He spoke to her in Spanish, then used a translator app that interpreted something along the lines of, "I'm sorry for doing this, I was wrong." People inside of the property's home came outside and the suspect left the scene. The suspect was arrested later Monday, and Hitchcock says the male claimed that he believed the woman was someone he knew and had been looking for. Now, this is a similar excuse he apparently gave during an interview with Carroll County deputies weeks before, after he had allegedly spent a long period of time on a Carroll County resident's porch, claiming he was looking for some woman that he knew. He was charged for trespassing for that incident. Hitchcock says the suspect has been working as a DoorDash driver in the area. He remains in the Carroll County Jail since his arrest on Monday, and bond was denied. Hitchcock has run the man's name and information through U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and has been notified that he is not a U.S. citizen, but is here legally under a temporary protected status, which allows eligible foreign nationals to live and work in the United States for a limited time. I'm Colin Worthington.